Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Bas Kohen, Shenisis Liyisrael. So now we have a Bas Kohen that marries Yisrael. Lo Toichel B'chuma. She can't eat chuma because she's married to Yisrael. Meis, V'lohi Menubain. If he dies, but she still has a son from this Yisrael, Lo Toichel B'chuma. She can't eat chuma. She can't go back to her father's house yet. She can only go back and eat chuma at her father's house if her husband dies or divorces her but has no children with her. Nisus Lelevi. Now this Bas Kohen that had a child from Yisrael goes and marries her second husband who's a Levi. Toichel b'meiser. Since she's married to a Levi, she can eat meiser. Meis, if he dies, v'lohi menu bein, and he has a son. Toichel b'meiser. She can't eat meiser. So we see in this case that even though she has a son that's a zar, that's not a Levi, yet, because she has a son that's a Levi, she can still eat meiser. First of all, this is going according to Rabbi Meir, that holds, like Chuma, that only somebody that's husband's that's a Levi, or can eat it through the son of a Levi, only those women can eat meiser, not everybody else. We don't hold like this, like we said in the previous Mishnayos. Nevertheless, though, if we do treat meisers like Chumas, like Rabbi Meir Shita, what's different about this Mishnah than the previous Mishnah is here we're saying that even if there's another child that's a czar that's around, he doesn't passel it. So what's the difference? That the difference is that here, in this Mishnah, first she had a child from somebody that was a czar, that was not a Kohen or a Levi. So if the second child is a Kohen or a Levi, and then that husband died, she can still continue to eat Shumas and Maisus. However, if the first child, like the previous Mishnah, the first child was, let's say, a Kohen, and then she married a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died with a child, so now she has a child from the Yisrael, because the marriage in that case, in the previous Mishnah, the marriage to the Yisrael negated, in a certain way, the benefit that her first child gave her when her husband died, when that first husband died, so then she loses that benefit. So therefore, if she has a child from the second marriage to the czar or whatever, the third marriage to the czar, if the marriage to the czar comes afterwards, the child that she has from that will passel and sort of schlug up the benefits from the past. Masha Inkain, if first she was married to a czar, so let's say like in this case, she was a Bas Kohen, she first married a non-Kohen, a regular Yisrael, had a child, but then she married a Levi, so she can eat Meiser, and even if this Levi dies and has a child, she can continue to eat Meiser. Mishnah continues. Nisus l'kohen, if she now goes and marries a Kohen, tochel b'chuma, she can eat chuma. Meis v'loi menu bein, he dies, and then she has a son, tochel b'chuma, she can now continue eating chuma, because this marriage happened afterwards. It was the last marriage, so it can continue through the son. Meis b'nami kohen, but now if the son dies from the third marriage, loi tochel b'chuma, she can no longer eat chuma. Meis b'nami levi, loi tochel b'meiser, now if the second son dies, she can't eat meiser. Meis b'nami Yisrael, and if the first son dies, Choseres Leves Avia, she can now return to her father's house and eat Shuma because she's a Bas Kohen. Belzo Nemar, and this is what the Torah is talking about when it says, V'shava Leves Avia, Kinureha Milechem Avia Toicha. She can return to her father's house like when she was a Nara and eat from her father's bread.